Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which airs weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online right here at KFYO.com and via the Radio Pub app. Just download that for your iPhone or Android phone. It's absolutely free, and you can take the show wherever you want to go. Today, got quite a few things to cover. Marco Rubio going after Republicans now as well who don't support defunding Obamacare. That may include folks like Senator John Cornyn. I had Senator Cornyn on my weekday show earlier this morning, and I have some thoughts about what he had to say, including something that Eric Erickson of RedState.com pointed out after the interview on Twitter. We'll talk about that. Also, the state of Texas insisting that it be given the names of some people behind a couple of Twitter accounts, and we'll comment on the 2016 race for president as well. So a lot to get into today. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Want to thank again Senator John Cornyn for appearing on my show earlier today. If you missed that, you can listen to the interview at KFYO.com. The podcast is up right now for you to take a listen to. Afterwards, sent the audio out via Twitter, and Eric Erickson of RedState.com, he got a hold of the audio, listened to it, and he pointed out something pretty interesting. During the interview, Senator Cornyn told me that he took his name off Senator Lee's letter because of a report that was put out from the congressional office that showed that Obamacare would actually continue or may continue despite a government shutdown, that funding despite the shutdown would continue. Now, that to me, and I've read over the report, a little bit of a gray area on this. Some of the funding may continue, but a lot of the funding, it looks like, would stop. And even in the report, it uses language like may, might. There's nothing definitive here, which to me kind of goes towards the Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul plan of saying, you know what, let's just go ahead and see what happens. Let's roll the dice and see what happens here. Eric Erickson pointed out something pretty interesting. He said that while Cornyn told me that he took the name off the letter because of the report, that report actually came out a week after John Cornyn originally took his name off of Senator Lee's letter. So it's not exactly clear still why John Cornyn took his name off this letter. A lot of people still wondering what is going on with John Cornyn on this. Cornyn on my show said that he's for absolutely defunding Obamacare. My opinion on this is that it's real easy to say you're for it. In my opinion, you have to fight for this. There are a lot of lawmakers who are willing to fight, wanting to fight, and it's not going to be easy. And that is why Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Mike Lee, they want to try anything they can in order to defund Obamacare. And they should try to do anything they can to defund Obamacare. What they need to do, and what I think the Republicans, or at least the conservative Republicans out there, are trying to do, is trying to back the White House into a corner, saying, okay, that's fine. We're willing to shut down the government to defund this unpopular, job-killing piece of legislation. How much do you really want to fight for it? How much does the White House and how much do Democrats really want to fight for a piece of legislation that the American people don't want, that the American people are going to be harmed by, that the American people have already been harmed by? You probably, listening to this, have already seen the effects of Obamacare, whether it's your insurance going up or maybe having to get another job because your part-time job is now limiting you on hours. I know in our office and at the radio station, we've had to limit part-timers to 29 hours a week. It wasn't like that before. And for those who maybe only had this one job, they're going to have to go out and find another gig. They're going to have to find something else. For those who are waiters and waitresses just trying to get by, I've heard of stories where waiters and waitresses have now been limited to 26 to 27 hours. That's not a lot of time. It's not a lot of time over the weekend to make your tips, and that's where your real money comes from. So Obamacare has already proven to be detrimental to this country, And I think it's right. And I think Republicans are obligated, conservatives are obligated to fight for what is right, and that is to defund Obamacare any way they can go. Eric Erickson also put out a great article. It was last week when I was on vacation talking about the myth of the Republicans losing everything, the Republicans losing everything back in 1995. You should check that out at redstate.com because it was a great article that showed really Republicans didn't lose that much. In fact, Republicans in the Senate gained a couple of seats. And you could actually probably blame Bob Dole's inept campaign back in 95, 96 for the reason why Republicans lost about, what, 9 seats, I think it was, in the House, maybe 8 seats overall in the House. The key to remember on this, I think, is that Republicans have to fight this. And it's easy to go out and give speeches. It's easy to go around on interviews and say, yes, I support defunding Obamacare. You know what? Put your money where your mouth is and go after it. Go after Obamacare any way you can. I've got no problem with shutting down the government on this. The media can go ahead and blame the Republicans. But at the end of the day, Republicans need to fight for what is right and not for what may be politically safe to them. In fact, in my opinion, it may not be politically safe if they don't fight Obamacare. I think Republicans and conservatives will go shopping later on if the Republicans don't fight this. That includes John Cornyn. By the way, speaking of Obamacare, Marco Rubio, he was out today saying that I don't think that you can say you are against Obamacare if you vote for a budget that funds it. Great comments from Marco Rubio, the Florida senator. Other conservative lawmakers sent a clear message to their fellow Republicans today. Get on board with their strategy for defunding Obamacare or you lose your conservative credibility. This from the Daily Caller. Quote, I don't think you can say you're against Obamacare if you vote for a budget that funds it, Rubio said in an afternoon press conference outside the Capitol. I think that it's outrageous that the president and his allies are threatening to shut down the American government if it doesn't fund the Obamacare law. So pretty interesting there. Marco Rubio turning the tables a little bit on Washington, D.C. This is what I was talking about a little bit earlier in the administration in Washington, that if Republicans can get out in front of this and say, you know what, we want to fund the government, we want to fund defense, we want to fund everything that's out there except for this job-killing, economy-killing bill, Obamacare, let the administration fight for it. Let the administration show that they're willing to shut down the government and shut down everything else to keep this bad piece of legislation. Put it on the Democrats' shoulders. Put it on the Obamas' shoulders. Let them be the ones who are to blame on this. And Marco Rubio starting to turn those tables just a little bit. It'll be interesting to see if any other Republicans decide to jump on board if this gains any momentum. This interesting article from San Antonio, the state insisting to be given information on a couple of Twitter users. State police have demanded Twitter records for 2 different users that officials allege made terroristic threats against lawmakers who pushed for abortion restrictions. One targeted user, Denise Romano out of Austin, she has a private Twitter account, explained on her page that her posts are satirical. The second user's account, anonymous, and was unused for more than a year before the string of tweets specified in the Texas Department of Public Safety probe. In what appears to be an unprecedented move in Texas, law enforcement officials subpoenaed the Twitter user's information in a criminal investigation. Pretty interesting to see what happens out of this. Should you be able to say whatever you want on Twitter and Facebook? Should you be able to hide behind a anonymous, no-name handle? Should you be able to do that? Going to be a big debate over this and what people think should be allowed online and what should not be allowed online. If you threaten elected officials, in my opinion, law's probably going to come after you. You can go ahead and put whatever you want on Facebook and Twitter. That doesn't mean there won't be repercussions in the future, though. The 2016 race, it's already getting started, of course, and the Newark, New Jersey mayor And the guy who's probably going to be the next senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker, saying that he will not run for president of the United States in 2016. That's what he says as of right now. We'll see what happens in the future. A reminder, Open Line Friday on tomorrow's show. We will talk about Imagine Lubbock Together, Campus Carry. Should Governor Rick Perry add that to the third special session? I would love for Governor Perry to add Campus Carry to the third session. I don't think it'll happen, but I would love for that to happen. We'll see what you think going forward on tomorrow's show. 8:30 to 11 on KFYO, KFYO.com, and via the Radio Pup app. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter, at ChatHD Radio. That's at ChatHD Radio on Twitter. Send me those emails, chat@KFYO.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Chad HD Show Afternoon Update. We'll see you again tomorrow.